From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Israeli police say a truck driven by a Palestinian slammed into a group of Israeli soldiers Sunday, killing four of them and injuring 15. Authorities said the soldiers were getting off a bus at a promenade overlooking the old city of Jerusalem when the truck veered off course and smashed into the group.
I hear my soldiers shouting and screaming, and I didn't understand. And I'm looking behind my soldiers, and I'm just seeing a truck that went on the sidewalk.
The attacker was quickly shot and killed. Palestinian authorities identified him as a resident of East Jerusalem. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said there are indications the attacker was a supporter of the Islamic State group. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told French media in an interview to be aired Monday that his forces are on the road to victory. He called the retaking of Aleppo the tipping point to winning the war. Speaking to Radio France, Mr. Assad tried to justify the attacks on civilians in the city.
Is that the role of the state, just to keep and watch? You have to liberate, and this is the price sometimes. But at the end, the people are liberated from the terrorists.
Mr. Assad told visiting French officials Sunday that he is optimistic about upcoming peace talks in Kazakhstan, saying he is ready for reconciliation with rebel groups seeking to overthrow him. Iranian state television has announced the death of former president and leading reformer Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani. The 82-year-old Rafsanjani had been suffering from heart ailments. He died Sunday at a hospital north of Tehran. His presidency saw the country seeking to rebuild following the 1980s war with Iraq. This is VOA News.